Star Connor for Radio 1 Charlotte. On the line with me today, I have Maggie Anderson. She is the author of book entitled Our Black Year. She will be speaking along with New York Life Charlotte at their business event on next week. So Maggie, you are the, founder of the 50 Billion Empowerment Plan, correct?
Well, not exactly. I am the founder of the Empowerment Experiment.
Okay.
The Empowerment Experiment was my family's historic stand, a very highly publicized year where my husband and I and our two little girls took a stand in honor of the black community and completely lived off black businesses and professionals and bought only black made for that whole year. That year was publicized, dominated headlines, front pages across the country, and all the major news networks covered that year, our sacrifice in honor of our business owners and our struggling communities. And basically, we did it to inspire more, especially black middle-class folks, to go out and support our local businesses and to really demand more support from our corporations for our black consumer dollar. We wanted the message to be, you know, if you want us to do business with you, you need to do business with us. So that stand, our year, has basically become a movement. And now folks from all over the country are coming out for my tour where we talk about supporting our local businesses, our local professionals, really just talk about bringing the businesses that used to make our community strong, bringing those businesses back, and really showing our children more local role models from the business community. The $50 billion empowerment plan is a program started by New York Life. And basically, New York Life is trying to get more African-American families to get life insurance so that we can start creating guaranteed wealth in our families. And my part of the $50 billion empowerment plan is saying, okay, now that we have that wealth, let's use that wealth to support our businesses, to support our professionals, to support our black schools, to, you know, to make our community economically empowered again like it used to be. So what's happening next week is that I'm, as part of my tour for my book, my book is called Our Black Year, telling the story of that year living off black businesses. The $50 billion empowerment plan, the New York Life Black Agents in Charlotte, we're coming together to really bring our two messages together. I want to talk to Charlotte about Charlotte folks supporting Charlotte businesses, and New York Life wants to talk about Charlotte families being financially secure and getting more life insurance so that we can pass more money on to our kids. So those two messages are coming together next week when I come to Charlotte. We're going to be doing an event at St. Paul Baptist Church on Thursday, November 7th. And actually the day before that, New York Life is hosting an event with the Charlotte Black Chamber, where we're going to be showcasing some of Charlotte's fantastic businesses. New York Life's fantastic black African-American agents are going to be there, and I'm going to be speaking, and it's really going to be about Charlotte's businesses, Charlotte's families, and economic empowerment. We're really hoping to get a big turnout at St. Paul Baptist Church on Thursday, November 7th. So we're inviting the community to come out. It's going to be a great time, free food. I'm going to speak. You're going to get to meet some of Charlotte's fantastic business owners there. Pastor Moss is hosting us, and other local churches are coming out to support the event.
Right, and we talked earlier. You said you have never been to Charlotte.
No, so this will be my first time. So come on, Charlotte, come out and show me a great welcome. I've been speaking all over the country, and I actually... this is going to be my first time in Charlotte. We have a lot of supporters in the area who have written me and said that they want our Black Year to come to Charlotte. So far the response has been wonderful, but you guys got to show up. You got to show me that Charlotte is ready to support black businesses like our very own Radio 1 station here, 105.3. So we want to keep up that spirit in Charlotte. We want to show the world that Charlotte is a place that believes in supporting our businesses, supporting our community, supporting our schools. We got to do that, Charlotte. So I'm hoping that Charlotte is going to show me a warm welcome and I'm just so excited to finally be able to come to Charlotte. I'm in Chicago now. We're freezing up here, so I hope you guys give me some good weather, too.
Do you feel like the reason there aren't a lot of supported Black businesses out there right now is because some African Americans just don't know how to make a business or to have entrepreneur skills and stuff like that?
Yes, we have found a lot of that. But the point of our year and our stand is true. Our businesses are not as strong as they used to be back in the days of segregation, if you will. Back in those times, we depended on each other. We supported each other. We had grocery stores, drug stores, clothing stores, candy stores, hardware stores, hotels, farms. We had everything we needed within our own. But slowly but surely, we stopped supporting those businesses when integration came along and we had the opportunity to go outside of our community. So, true, a lot of our businesses aren't strong as they used to be, but a lot of that comes from a lack of support. If we were to focus, like every other group does, on supporting our own businesses, the businesses would be stronger. The reason there are so many strong Asian-owned businesses, strong Asian banks, strong Latino grocery stores is because the Latino and Asian communities, they consistently support those businesses. Our dollar stays in our community for 6 hours. That's it. In the Asian community, the dollar lives for 28 days. In the Hispanic community, anywhere from 7 to 14 days. So it's true, we don't have the strong businesses anymore, but what we did and what we're trying to do with New York Life's fantastic Black agents is show we still do have some great businesses and professionals left. And if we were to try a little harder to find those good businesses we do have, if we were to believe in each other like we used to, we can build those businesses up and we can reverse the trend of the poor businesses that we have now. But to not do anything and to just say, oh, our businesses are bad, so I'm not even going to try to support them, that kind of attitude is going to continue to perpetuate the decline of our community. We're just going to have no financial future if we don't believe in ourselves and find the good businesses we do have, especially in Charlotte. I know some of those business owners there. You guys have a lot of great businesses there, but you're not supporting them enough.
I wanted to get back to your book.
Sure.
Tell us a little bit about your book again. And I know we talked earlier. You also said Radio 1's Kathy Hughes was also.
Oh, yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. As you can imagine, we did our year in honor of those fantastic businesses and business leaders that we do have. Folks like Kathy Hughes. Kathy Hughes is a major business icon in America, not just Black America. She is, of course, the wonderful owner of Radio One. And my book, Our Black Year, is critically acclaimed. And folks from mainstream and Black business icons like Kathy Hughes have endorsed my book. So when you see my book and you read our story about that year, and that sacrifice living off our community, you're going to see folks like Kathy Hughes who praised us and endorsed our book and said that she thanks God for the commitment that my family demonstrated to the Black community. You're going to see Mark Morial, the president of the National Urban League, endorsing my book. You're going to see Alfred Edmond from the editor-in-chief of Black Enterprise endorsing my book, along with Publishers Weekly, Library Journal, mainstream reviewers. But everyone is talking about this possibility of bringing our strong Black businesses back. And that's why it's so important that Charlotte get on board. And I'm just so happy that we have these fantastic Black agents from New York Life taking the stand and saying, we want Charlotte to be financially secure. We are tired of poor families in the Black community. We used to be prosperous. We can be prosperous again. And we can do that if we just make some smart choices. There's little things that you can do. You can put a little bit of money in a Black bank. You could have a Black life insurance agent and get a policy and make sure that your family is secure in the generations to come. There's little things that you could do to empower our community economically. And these are the things that we're going to be talking about and teaching when we come to Charlotte. But Kathy Hughes is a living example of what happens when strong, gifted, smart Black business owners decide that they want to create jobs and not just get jobs. That's what Kathy Hughes did, but she would not be successful if the Black community didn't stick behind her.
All right. Well, Miss Maggie, tell us the name of the event again.
Let's get the event details because we're going to do all this preaching, but I need you to know where to go.
Right. Give us the details on the event.
I'm coming to town on November 6th and 7th. That is Wednesday and Thursday next week. On November 6th, the New York Life Black Agents and your Charlotte Black Chamber is hosting an event at New York Life. And the address there is 6100 Fairview Road. And then on November 7th, we're having a big community event at St. Paul Baptist Church. And that's going to be at 6:30 p.m. as well. St. Paul Baptist Church, you know, is located at 1401 Allen Street in Charlotte. So on Wednesday night, November 6th, we're going to be at the New York Life headquarters at 6100 Fairview Road at 6:30 p.m. And then on November 7th, Thursday, we're going to be at St. Paul Baptist Church, 1401 Allen Street in Charlotte. And if you want to find out any more information about this, feel free to go to OurBlackYear.com. OurBlackYear.com. If you go on the tour page, you'll see everything you need to know about my Charlotte visit.